It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
How awful was your date that you were on the other day? I want to recap because I know you've been sitting on this for a little while. Something.
Well, and I just want to preface it because I am doing this thing with It's Just Lunch, and it is not one of those dates because they pick everything for me. So the It's Just Lunch stuff, like they put all the dates together. I don't even meet the person until I show up, and that's great. Like, that is awesome. This guy was from my dating app days. He's been in the on the shelf for a while. We've been talking about going out for like 2-3 months, and it just finally came to fruition where both of our schedules lined up. And he picked the place, and I was really excited about it at first because he's like, hey, would you like to go to Boondocks? Who doesn't want to go to Boondocks?
What a great time!
Right off the bat, I'm like, I like this guy. Alex is scoring some points already, right? So we meet at the Boondocks in Parker, and already, like, walking into the place, you know, you get those red flags about people?
Yeah.
And I try and keep my mind open because dating's hard, but we walk into this place, and I'm, like, looking at the sky because it's, like, right around sunset, and you know how it's, like, pink? Like, mm-hmm. The clouds, it's like the paintbrush on the sky, and I just love that. And I'm, like, looking at him, like, oh, my God, isn't that so pretty? And he got, like, annoyed with me, like, are we going to go inside? And I was like, you can't enjoy a sunset?
Dude, like, doesn't what like is pretty wrong? Skies?
So immediately I was like, okay.
Little red flag
we're gonna
there.
Give this a try, but that's not a good look for you, Alex. So just one step one, and then we go in there, and it's like I really was excited to get in the go-karts because that's what we were talking about doing. We were gonna do some races. Yeah. I'm a very competitive person, so I was really looking forward to that, but I was kind of hungry, so we're like looking at the menu that they have and all the choices, and he was just like naming off all the fried foods, and I'm about it, right?
I was like that's up your alley right
you
there.
You know me. You
and
know.
And then all of a sudden, you were in love again.
No,
there
right?
we go.
I was like, you
green
made
flag.
It better, Alex. But then I was trying to throw out, like, maybe we should get a salad in there just to change, have some green, right?
Yeah.
Like,
how about a
some,
radish?
Some green going on.
Do they have any turnips?
This man told me that he has not eaten a vegetable since 2002. And I was just like, as he was like, he was bragging about it. And I'm like, that is not a brag. Like, you need to find green. Like, you need green in your life,
right?
Green
in your life,
right? You do. Like, you can't live a healthy life without it. Uh-uh. Like, I'm all about the fried. But so this guy's going back and forth with just inside my heart. I'm like, I don't know if I like you yet, you know?
Was he good looking? Did we cover this?
Like, that's the thing. Yeah, he's not a bad looking guy. Like, okay. Honestly, he was just, you know, perfect as far as height goes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that whole, like, you know, their looks and how much crazy you can deal with.
Yes.
Like, if they're nine, you can deal with a lot of crazy. Yep. If they're six, you're like, I can't deal
less
with
crazy.
Less crazy.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't hate your face, you know? Like, we can go from there. So we get to the go-karts, and it's pretty fun as far as, like, the first couple laps. It's just very, like, ooh, we're having a good time, like, figuring out the go-karts. But it is a race. It is a race at the end of the day. So we're doing laps around this thing, and it's the final lap. And I'm in the lead. And again,
I'm
you're a competitive
in the lead.
Person.
Competitive.
I'm about to win, and I'm so excited. And then all of a sudden, Alex comes behind me and does the little, like, pit maneuver move like cops do to people that they're chasing, and he totally hit me.
Yo, did he
totally,
spin you out?
He spun me out.
He spun
and
you
I was
out.
So mad. I was so mad.
So then he sit by and won.
I kind of like Alex more.
No! We do not like Alex, Josh.
Oh, my God. So you're all butthurt because you were winning the go-kart race, and he bumped you.
Yeah.
You spun out and you lost.
And already I was having a hard time liking Alex, so this did not help that.
Didn't bode well.
And we're like walking out to the parking lot after, and I'm like, it just was weird how he was walking. So I ended up walking on the street a little bit just to not be right next to him. And he tried to grab me because there was a car coming, and he tried to be nice and like, oh, be careful. I'm like, I'd rather get hit by the car, Alex. Like,
I feel like he would have spun you out there on the street and
I
let
know,
the car hit you.
I was just
oh
so
my
mad
gosh.
At him. Thanks.
Well, did he try to give you? Did he try to give you a goodbye kiss?
No, no, gosh.
No? Okay,
it wasn't happening.
I was like,
just
not.
Sure. Just making sure.
I'm sure my body language told Alex there's probably not going to be a second date.
So,
Alex.
Well, you.
Hold on.
You can't give the guy too much crap because he's not eating vegetables.
I know.
So
I know.
Be it.
But that last part.
Maybe he has sensitive eyes with the sky. Whatever. You can look past all
hey,
that.
I'm colorblind. I don't
like,
care
the
about
first
sunsets.
Two things is not a deal breaker for me. Like, okay, whatever. You were slightly annoyed.
Yeah.
But truly to be, like, the ultimate deal breakers because he spun you out during a go-kart race?
Yeah, I was going to win.
Come on, Katie. Come on.
Am I being too picky?
I hate to be that guy. I might be a guy that does that.
My kid said I'm being too picky. She said that I will find anything to not like a guy. Because I usually give them two dates. Because it's hard to figure out whether you like someone with just one date. I don't think I could do the second date with Alex. I really don't think I can.
Like, as a guy, I kind of feel like I would use that as a barometer to see if this, like, if I'm trying to date a woman, like, you know, can she be lighthearted about
have
these kind of things
it, yeah.
and have some fun. Like, I'm totally going to try to bump you and spin you out and win. And be like, oh, in your face.
It's
you
a
know?
Type of flirting thing. It might be just a
it's
guy
flirty.
Thing for sure. But it's a type of flirting thing. You know, like how the young boys, they're kind of mean to the girls they like and stuff.
Yeah.
It might be immature for sure. But, you know, it's kind of funny. I think it's
so
funny.
Both of you, if you were on dates with a girl at Boondocks and
so
she was winning and you had the chance to spin her out at the very last moment so she didn't win and you did.
I mean, my life of playing Mario Kart and holding on to that shell
like,
till
honestly,
the very
I
last
would,
second.
Because I think it would be kind of funny. Be
that's
like,
prepared me for this.
Oh, you almost had it. It's, you know, and then you'd have laughs and then you'd embrace and go get some cotton candy and make out. You
it's
know?
Real life Mario Kart. And you're right. I mean, it's funny
you
and
so
you can
angry?
Laugh. And
why are you so angry?
I'm just a little, well, that's a vegetable thing.
She was
really.
Going to win.
Like,
she
yes!
was going to win.
And also that, like, all of the things, like...
I want you to give this guy another chance.
I think I may have to give Alex another chance.
Oh, no, but if you're pissed,
exploding.
Stick to your guns, too. Here, listen, let's open
man.
It up and see what the listeners want to say. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. You can call us, you can text us. Should Katie give this guy a second chance? And was it a jerk move for him to spin her out in the go-kart?
God,
it's
Alex.
Funny because it's so childish. Like, this whole
it
thing
is
so... You guys are in your 40s, probably. Right? He was probably in his 40s. Like, it's so childish, but, like, this is real life. Like,
I wanted to win.
This was the deal breaker for you. I think it's silly. Josh thinks it's silly, but you're like, no, no second date. But I don't know. Desiree, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So, what do you think? Should she give this dude a second chance for bumping that booty?
No.
No?
Thank you, Desiree.
No.
Why?
No, because it's the first date. He's trying to make a first impression. He should have let her win.
Yeah.
And second date, then he could have tried this stupid little flirty pit maneuver.
Thank you. Your stupid little flirt.
Yeah, but it was one little thing. Don't you cut the guy some slack? Obviously,
no.
I don't think he was being
nope.
a jerk, but no. You're yeah. a hard no.
Yeah,
no.
He was being a jerk because he couldn't lose. He had to do whatever it took to win, which meant he had to spin her because he was.
But that's
trying,
how
you know.
That's how guys are, Desiree.
Winning.
Don't you want to be with a guy that's a go-getter? He wants to win in life. He's assertive. He's a go-getter.
I think, especially as our age is getting up there, that we need somebody who's going to want us happy too.
All right.
Yes.
At the same time.
Desiree,
right.
I matter too. Thank you.
You guys do matter. I love you, Desiree. I love
you
a lot.
Thank you, Desiree.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Have
Bye.
A good day, guys.
I liked her take a lot. Save those flirty moods for the second date.
Hey, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning, fine sir. So would you have spun out your girlfriend?
Absolutely. This is a well-balanced individual. You know, because he's willing to stick it to you and show you he's real and what he's made of, but he's also hyper aware of your safety, pulling you away from the traffic that apparently you didn't even see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a good guy. And you got to meet seventh date, Alex. You got to see the real guy. None of this fake first impression, then ease you into some crap later. No, you got to meet Alex.
And he did at the beginning of the date, Patrick, if you recall, he didn't even want Katie staring at the sky because he was concerned about her eyes getting hurt by the sunset.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. This is a well-balanced gentleman.
Did he pay for the snacks and stuff?
He did. He paid for everything.
Patrick, there's another gold star.
Okay. Yep.
I like your style, Patrick. I appreciate
sounds
your
like
call.
A winner. I like
I love
Patrick.
How everyone on the text line though is like the veggies is their problem.
I
he
know.
Doesn't eat veggies.
Patrick,
like, that should be it.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Thank you.
See
Thank
you, man.
You, Patrick.
I like Patrick.
Hi, Lacey.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, what do you think? Do you agree with Patrick? This is a well-balanced gentleman.
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Oh,
no,
it's so God. Funny. Josh made this observation off the air that all the guys are like, "No big deal, whatever."
Yeah.
And so far, all the ladies are like, "This guy's a jerk."
Yeah.
Every girl.
No,
but
guys
yeah, don't get it.
But you know what? You know what? We also hear in the studio from Katie from time to time, Lacey. I don't know. I can't find anybody, and I know I'm single all the time.
Mm-hmm. No, she's not being too picky.
Thank you.
No, not this time.
What do you think about this whole situation? What are your thoughts?
He's going to die earlier than she will because
oh
he doesn't eat no dang veggies.
and
that's
alone, apparently.
That's everybody's problem is the veggies.
He doesn't eat no dang veggies. That's hilarious. Okay, so veggies aside, was it a jerk move to spin her out on the go-kart track?
Yeah, he didn't know her from Adam. Like, she could have had a back issue or something.
Yeah.
That could have messed it up even worse.
Could have slipped my disc right there. He had no idea.
Ain't nobody slipping your disc because there's no second date.
There's no second date, Katie.
Come on, Katie. Lacey, you are a funny lady. I appreciate your phone call.
Thank you, Lacey.
Have a good day.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
We'll jump to another dude. Hey, Nate.
Hey.
So what do you think about this situation? Is Katie overreacting?
I think she is. I think she should give him another date.
This is so spot on every guy so far.
Yeah, I think that shows like a winner mindset, and that's important when you're looking for a partner, you know?
He just seems silly, Katie.
What about my winner mindset? Like, I also...
If I went on a date and a girl spun me out to win, I think I might just fall in love right there.
Okay. Yeah,
So that's what I need to do next time. I need to
Maybe you should
him
just
out.
Drive a little faster, Katie, to win.
100%.
Second place is the first loser.
I mean, really, Nate, I think this boils down to just this is Katie's fault because she wasn't driving fast enough.
Right. Honestly, I think we're all saying what people are thinking.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, Nate.
Thanks for taking my side, buddy. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks,
later,
Nate.
Dude. Yeah, this is all your fault,
so
Katie.
Funny.
This is all your fault.
Hi,
one more lady, Janice. What's up?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You obviously know we're busting Katie's chops here. We're not being mean, but what do you think about this whole situation?
Oh, you know what, Katie? You are not being picky.
Thank
not
you.
Not at all.
Thanks,
no,
Janice.
No. So let me ask you this: if you would have won, would you rubbed it in his face?
Probably. I would have done a little dance.
See.
Now, would that have been appropriate to do that on a first date?
Katie.
Like, got in his kitchen and made him feel sad and less of a man.
I probably would have brought it up multiple times. Like, remember that time I won? Remember that?
Well, here's your answer then. No second date.
Janice, thank you for sounding off. You rock.
Thanks.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thanks, Janice.
Have a good day.
I don't know where we landed
on
that.
I don't know.
It's almost split in the text, too. Like,
it's completely split. All the guys are like, relax, and all the ladies are like, hells no.
So am I going on a second date with this guy?
Oh, wait. This might be the tiebreaker. Hold on. Cynthia just texted in and goes, car full of girls. And we say, Katie's being picky.
Oh.
He sounds fun.
Cynthia coming in at the end there.
He does sound fun, doesn't he?
I'll go on a second date with Alex.
Yeah, well, there we go. We'll send Josh out on a date, and then we'll see if he's a nice guy or not.
Exactly. Yeah. There we go.
Can you give this dude just a second chance? Just for the sake of the show.
Yeah, for the show's sake.
Do we need to put up a poll?
Oh,
yeah, another poll. Not another poll. Because, I mean, maybe this was just a fluke. It was a split-second decision on his part to kind of be silly, and it backfired.
Yeah. Well, I just have to say, I don't know if he'll even want a second date with me, because I kind of pouted when I went to the
car. Did you?
I did. Can't believe you spun me out.
Yeah, maybe I'm changing my mind. I don't want you to go on a second date. I want him to be with somebody fun.
Oh, my God.
We are thinking of Alex now.
I know.
We want the best for Alex.
Is
that what we're saying?
Alex, okay. Call in.
Yeah, Alex,
I feel
call
like
in.
You're just going to be looking for things that are wrong now. So.
Okay. You sound just like my child. You really do.
I love you to pieces for sharing this, though. Like real life. This is what everybody's going through, right?
Yeah.
All joking aside, this is the kind of nonsense that's happening. Josh knows. He's out in the dating
world,
too.
Jer. You are so lucky.
Know, right?
Dating is rough out there. Pray for your single friends.
If you think
just
the
saying.
Grass is greener, it's not. It's brown.
Just open up one of those apps and see what it's like, and you will quickly, be
maybe
happy.
Just stick to laser tag next time, all
right?
Laser
right?
tag's where it's at. Hey, thank you, everybody. The text lines have exploded, and the phone lines are still ringing. So you guys rock. Thanks for sounding off. We appreciate you listening every morning.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.